And even now, we're getting right. We're getting gay marriage right. We're doing that right. People. And when I travel and people find out I now live in California, people always ask me about gay marriage. They're always like, how did you guys in California vote down gay marriage? I have no idea. Just had to come up with a theory. My theory is I think a lot of the gay guys themselves voted against gay marriage. Why would they do that, Jimmy? Hear me out. Yeah, I know they're gay, but they're still guys. And most guys don't want to get married no matter who they're sleeping with. Right, let's say you're a gay guy, you don't want to get married, but your boyfriend does. You go, I'd love to marry you, I can't wait. Let me go vote. No. And then afterwards you act upset about it. Oh, I wanted to marry you, but they made it illegal. But then some people go the other way. Some people say, well, how do you feel about gay marriage even being on the ballot? I say, let's put regular marriage on the ballot. See if that passes. Should I be able to marry a woman? In retrospect, I don't think so. And I would like to vote to make it illegal. Yeah, I never thought I'd say this, but I just want the same rights as a gay guy. Sure, some of you are laughing, some of you are like, that makes sense. I hope this guy starts a religion. People go crazy over it, though. The gay marriage, like, it doesn't affect you. If you don't like gay marriage, don't get gay married. Right? My brother's upset about it. He goes, oh, God damn it. Now they got the gay marriage. Government can force me to make a gay cake. No, Danny. No, if you're a company that makes cakes all day long and a gay couple comes in, you can't say no to them, okay? Nobody's gonna make you make a gay cake. Like he's gonna be sitting on the couch watching the Dodgers. This is a good game. Somebody's gonna break in. Hey, get up, make those squares a cake. I knew this would happen. I don't even know how to bake. But you know, I had a friend come out to me recently. You ever have a friend come out to you? You gotta handle that right. And my friend who came out to me was a comedian, so I didn't handle it right. So I thought he was kidding. I know him all my life, you know? I thought he was joking. We go to lunch, I hadn't seen him in a few months, and I go, Howie, how you doing? You dating anybody? He goes, well, Jimmy, actually, I'm telling people now that I'm gay, and you're one of the people I wanted to tell. And so again, I thought he was kidding. So I was like, oh, that's great, you're gay. After lunch, we go back to my place, you can help me decorate, and then we'll suck each other's cocks. Waiting for him to crack, you know? I just think he's just straight-facing it. I think he's just deadpanning the joke and committing to the joke, because the longer you commit to the joke, the funnier it is. And then like 3 months went by. And I saw him with his boyfriend, and I was like, either he's gay, or he is the funniest fucking guy I know. Then I saw his act. Just kind of funny, but super gay.